Morgan.
He's not on yet. Okay.
I'm going to go mute. I'm at the doctor's office, so I'll probably just listen.
Okay. Are you still having respiratory?
No, ma'am. I have a,
No.
I think something bit a spider bite or something on my back, and it's gotten real large. So I was looking at it, probably on Lancet, and get that stuff out of there.
Okay.
Something bit me. Not sure what happened.
Being able to talk or visit, but I know with the bridge. Can't go back
Yeah,
and
I
forth.
was.
Evening.
Don't mean to interrupt the conversation.
Well, that's okay. Malk is in the doctor's office, so she's going to have to mute.
Understood. So we're on Pasuk 273 in section 27 of Parashat Lech Lecha from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. And we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Tuchabarichu Ishkin Tevit, Hilur, Himud, Hilud, Hilur, Him. Le'akta, L'shem Yud He Bavavhe, Le'yichuda, Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Kalanei Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Kalaneihu. Wei te ma de ha be kat meta viti vayera Hashem el Avram uti vayisa Avram aloh tenaso a tenegba uti vayiven sham izbea ha haka inun Dargin ilayin v'hashta amaran v'ad la'it hizar la'havo inun dargin ilayin sharan al hay darga l'mala la'imeya. The translation. You might say that it is already written, and Hashem appeared to Avram, which is the level of Nefesh. And Avram journeyed, going on still toward the south, which is Ruach. And there he built an altar, which is Neshama. If here are the supernal aids that he attained, how can we say that before he was circumcised, the supernal grades did not rest upon that certain grade in order to speak to him? My commentary. The Pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. The Pasuk asks a very good question. And the question is, if Avram is not yet circumcised, how can God be speaking to him when the halakha is that unless someone is circumcised, God does not speak to them? Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I think what comes to mind to me is one of Hashem's names, Yireh, I believe that means to see. You know, he sees ahead and makes provision. It also reminded me of the fact, I remember Tony telling me years ago, he wasn't circumcised. He was a home delivery. And I don't know, something happened when he was 17 and he had to be circumcised and had to go to the hospital for it. And I've always felt like that was Hashem's mercy, seeing ahead and making provision, because when we went through conversion, he was in his 50s. And it would have really been, you know, a hard thing to go through at that age. I'm sure in the hospital and probably laid up for a couple of weeks. So I kind of think the two stories kind of go together. Hashem makes, maybe it's his mercy. But anyway, that's what came to my mind.
Actually, when I was still beginning to study Kabbalah, I didn't know if my Brit had been kosher. So I went through it a second time, which is what Tony would have had to have gone, because they will not do an adult. The Brit on an adult has to be done in a hospital. Otherwise,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he had a Hakafat Dom in the conversion process. But like I say, if that hadn't happened when he was 17,
it would have been done in the hospital, but it would have been done that many years later, and it's that much harder to do.
Yeah. And I guess I remembered that because we have a friend who Tony hadn't been seeing him driving the school bus, and he called him and didn't get an answer on the telephone. And then finally he called him again, and that's what his friend told him, was that he had some kind of problem and he had to be circumcised. And he's my age, well, actually a bit older than me, like 82. And he missed 6 weeks of work. So, I don't know. That's what came to my mind. So, I guess in the next few verses, we'll find out why I should have did what he did.
Except it really doesn't answer the question that's being asked in this pasuk, and I appreciate the comments. I'm glad you said them. But we need to kind of focus on the question that's being asked here, which is, how can God speak to Avram before he is circumcised and before he becomes Avram?
Well, I think God speaks to us all the time, even, you know, no matter what religion we are, what level of faith we are. I know I've told you the story of when I was 10 and there was a strike and our family had to move to San Antonio, and I hated it. And I remember writing in my notebook, you know, to go home on a certain day. And by golly, that's what happened. And to me, that was my awakening, that God answers prayer, because I didn't know him as Hashem then. So maybe it's just not to the degree. Maybe it's a lower degree of speaking or hearing from God, or maybe it's through, you know, but I do think that. And I wasn't reading the Bible at that time. I was going to catechism because we were Catholic. But everybody here in Lake Charles was Catholic, you know.
We're not talking about prayer.
No, I'm talking about hearing God's voice. To me,
I'm not arguing with you, and I'm not disagreeing with you. I understand that, but if I ask you a question, and I don't want you to answer this question. But if I ask you the question, do you hear Hashem as a voice in your head? Or a vision that you see, Or are you saying, I prayed for this action and it comes out the way I prayed? Those are two different levels.
Okay, well, let me give you another example.
I'm sorry?
Once I was on, I'd like to give you another example, which is a voice in your head. I've had several, and it was before I converted. It was my early days of teaching, and the path that I took in my car, I went down 13th Street, hit 5th Avenue, and I just got maybe one block down 5th Avenue, and I heard this voice in my head, get in the left lane and stay there. And so I did it. I didn't think anything of it. I thought it was my own thoughts. But then later, why would I tell myself, stay there, you know, get in the left lane and stay there? And by the time I reached, three or four blocks later, there was a car coming off from the adjoining street and did not stop at the stop sign. So if I had been in the right lane, I would have been hit. Another time I was choosing shoes to put on that day when I opened my closet door, and I put on some wedges, and I heard the voice that said, today's your duty day. Don't put the wedges on, or, you know, don't choose those shoes. Well, I didn't heed the voice. And lo and behold, during the day, there was a crayon on the floor in my classroom, and I stepped on it and twisted my foot. And I was in a boot for about 6 weeks with a cracked bone in my ankle. So I think God speaks to people. You know, whether it's a voice in your head, whether it's through somebody else's voice that strikes you, that maybe you've asked a question or you've thought on it. So, I don't know. I just think Hashem speaks all the time. Whether you
and Hashem doesn't speak all the time. Let me finish. Hashem speaks all the time. The question is, do people hear Hashem? Hashem does not speak to any human being unless they are in the land of Israel and unless they have opened the door to the spiritual level, which is the understanding of who is a Jew. What you've described is that prior to your conversion, you had already reached the level of being a Jew, having opened the door to the spiritual level. So you could hear a voice in your head. Hashem speaks to people all the time, but he speaks at different levels. And so what you're explaining is consistent with what we know of the spiritual laws. This question that's being asked is, Avram was not yet a Jew. He was in the process, but he did not become Jewish until his name was changed and until he was circumcised. The story you told about Tony was relating to Tony had also reached that level, and he needed to be circumcised. So in Hashem's mercy, he has this illness and gets circumcised. But people start to see and hear based on their spiritual level. This is a question that we haven't answered, that we need to answer, and as we go on, it will be answered. But how could Hashem speak to Avram before he was circumcised, before he had elevated to the level of opening the door to that spiritual level of the Vav in Hashem's name. People can be spiritual in Malchut all the time. Does God speak to them? Yes. Do they hear him in the same way they hear him when they reach the level of Zerampin? No. That's what the verse is talking about. And as I said, we will get the answer. But if you don't contemplate the questions before you get the answer, you will never hold on to the answer. As we were taught in the Talmud, that you need to learn something 101 times in order to make sure you never forget it. Now, do you know how to multiply 2 times 2? Yes, of course. Did you have to learn that 101 times to remember it? People with good memory and quickness as children didn't have to memorize it, look at it, learn it 101 times. But later on in life, if they didn't learn it 101 times, they will start to forget it. Is this the consequences of Alzheimer's, a consequence of dementia? Or is this spiritual laws manifesting in Malchut? Now you know what mud looks like.
No, I just know my God and how he speaks to me.
Baruch Hashem, I'm not disagreeing with you. I know he speaks to you.
I know God and everything you just said.
But your understanding, what I'm saying is your understanding of when he started to speak to you was not because he speaks to everyone. He does speak to everyone. But people can't hear him. They can't see him. They can't know him without reaching a certain level of spiritual height. Your interpretation of God was speaking to you, you weren't looking, you didn't at the time, didn't know the spiritual law. And you're still observing and defining yourself based on that lack of knowledge. But when you learn the spiritual law, now you can rethink what was the reason God spoke to you, but more importantly, what was the reason you heard him? Because you had reached that level of being Jewish before you needed to go through the conversion. Now, does that mean you didn't have to go through the conversion? In my worldview, the answer is yes, you didn't have to go through the conversion. In your worldview, you needed that conversion process for 2 basic reasons. 1, to be accepted by the Jewish world, and the other reason, to confirm to yourself what your spiritual status was. And there may be many other reasons why you needed to go through that. But this is the reason that Rabbi Berg opened up Kabbalah and the Zohar to everyone, not just Jewish people. And he would teach us. Anybody who came to the 2 classes of Kabbalah had already reached the level of being Jewish, whether they converted or not, whether they decided to convert or not. Everybody has their own path and what is right for them. And it was Rabbi Berg's teachings that it's not up to us to make that determination. there were many, many people who would ask him to convert them, and he always refused with the answer, "You're already there." And what happened to people is they went to the through the conversion process, which by that time in the early 90s was becoming structured and quantified. There were only certain rabbis who could convert you. And they had you go through a very specific ritual and a very specific process of learning to be eligible for conversion. And it would take at least a year. And the last 6 months, you needed to move into the Jewish neighborhood to walk to a shul and to keep the Shabbat, except almost you had to turn on the light just before Shabbat ended, before Havdalah, so that you could break the Shabbat. All of these laws and rituals, Rabbi Berg said, "What are you doing? You're creating these conditions, you're following this pattern, and it isn't necessary. It may be right for the individual or the couple, but it isn't necessary for every person to reach the level of studying Kabbalah." And to the Orthodox communities, that was anathema. That's where all of the bad Lashon Hara that attacked the Kabbalah Center came out of that discussion, came out of that premise. What I'm asking you to do is to rethink all of your premises. What is the cause? What is the cause? What is the effect? The effect was you heard Hashem's voice. What was the cause? Hashem spoke to me. He speaks to everybody, but not everybody hears it. So what is the true cause? I'm pushing the issue because this is what has to happen to grow in the spiritual level. You have to look for the cause. The cause is always spiritual. Does Hashem speak to people outside of Israel? Number one, it is very few people who are Hashem is speaking to that they hear him being outside of Israel. But as we've discussed, you can be in the consciousness of Israel, living in Atlanta, living in New Orleans, living in Louisiana, living in Texas, living in Chicago, living in California. You can be in the consciousness of the land of Israel. Because the land of Israel is a code word phrase that is not a physical land. And we often, myself included, fall into this pattern. Oh, the land of Israel, that's over there with the modern state of Israel. We fall into the pattern of using the language of branches, but not properly. And as a Kabbalah teacher, I have to stress that. And as I said earlier, now that you see the mud, everything will become clear. Now, aren't you very proud of me for having taken up all the time so we could only do one verse today?
No, because I've had two hard days. We just started, and I had, you know, we had a Shabbaton on the weekend, and I had all this food to prepare, and so I'm tired.
I understand. And I hope you didn't take what I said as criticism, because it's not meant as criticism. It really
is. Yeah, I
isn't.
Know that. I know. But see, I'm thinking of another example. Tony worked for a plant, and now everyone at that plant is being tested for asbestos. And he was called, you know, to go be tested. Well, his x-ray showed he didn't have it, but they're still going to give you compensation, they said. Okay, he's received several checks and, you know, a couple of thousand dollars, which shocked us, you know.
Of course.
Then I got a call saying they were finding that the wives who had washed clothes of their husbands, that they should be tested too. So I didn't ask for that, okay? And I've had chest x-rays this time, so I knew what my x-rays meant. But what do? They have me go to right down the street. I didn't have to go to Beaumont Texas or any place for an x-ray. And a couple of weeks ago, I went to have the breathing test. I passed the breathing test, and I had just finished having a respiratory infection. Anyway, I was told that there was nothing on my x-ray, but I would be compensated. You know, now I don't know how much it's going to be. But anyway, what happens a week later? Our air conditioning goes out. We had to replace your air conditioning, you know? Okay, now, to me, that's God seeing ahead and making provision for us. And yes, maybe the mitzvot helped bring it in, but it was just at the right time. And to me, that just builds up my certainty that Jim is going to take care of me.
Or Hashem, I understand, but not every, as we both know and all of us know, not everybody would perceive it the same way.
And see, I'm looking forward to see what I can do with the 10% that I can give away. I'm anxious to be able to do that, you know. So anyway, I'm holding. Yes.
We will, I'm out of time, so we'll talk tomorrow.
Okay.
And our 7 o'clock class is Kunei Zohar.
Okay.
Shalom. And reminding everyone that tomorrow night is Lag BaOmer, and that we will have an all-night or a long-night study. Shalom to all.
Hey, shalom. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.